The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not. Over to you, Bobby. Jerry.
Jerry?
He is back at it.
I don't know, sometimes.
Once again. Jerry Jones gave an interview to Jarrett Bell from USA Today on Tuesday night.
I'll get somebody else to ask these questions.
Well, Jerry.
Yay-hoos.
Yeah, Jerry. It's Jarrett Bell is who we got to ask him these questions this time. And I will say this, is that for all the I'll get somebody else to ask these questions, most of the questions it seems like he's already received lately have been similar to the ones we asked him.
Interesting.
Like Diana Rossini and Jarrett Bell, they're asking him the same sort of questions we were. So I think he's going to run into those questions regardless. But Jerry Jones had given an interview to Jarrett Bell on Tuesday night as he was getting into his car leaving owners meetings. Jarrett wrote about it yesterday, and here was the money quote. He was asked, for real, would you consider replacing these fans of the or these hosts of The Fan? He said, I don't know. I'll tell you what. Dale Hansen and Brad Sham had to take a leave when they went too far one way or another. He said the buck does stop with him, but he says, but they're my own folks. That's like Brad and Dale putting it on us during a ball game. RJ Choppy. Would you agree with that? Would you say that's similar to, or are we similar to Brad and Dale? Is that the same situation?
No, I don't think that's a fair comparison at all.
Nope.
Well, I think one is basically a team employee.
Yeah, and even still, look, I don't necessarily agree with. I wasn't here obviously when the Dale thing went down. I definitely don't agree with Brad being taken off the broadcast when he was, and I wouldn't agree with. In theory, I wouldn't agree, I don't think, with the Dale thing, but I don't know specifics of that one nearly as much, so I can't speak to that one the same way. But in general, it gives off this vibe of basically when he says at some point Brad and Dale had to answer for it, and he's insinuating that we do, it definitely gives off this vibe of you're going to fall in line.
Yeah, it does.
Right.
It
and you're going to do that. And that's the biggest problem that I have is for somebody who's had such big shoulders and says the buck stops with me, it sounds like you don't want the buck stopping with anybody. You don't want any culpability. You don't want any responsibility. You just want it to go away. You're in denial. You don't want to hear about the diagnosis.
Yes.
You don't want to go to the doctor and confirm that you're sick. You don't want to find out that your team's bad. You don't want to hear the confirmation of, yeah, it's bad. The outlook's not good. Prognosis isn't great. That's his problem right now, and he's in a denial stage, and eventually he's going to come around to, I think, the idea that this team's not very good and I'm largely responsible for
it. Yeah, I mean, it's just it's weird. He's treating your show and the station like it's DallasCowboys.com, and it's not the same thing. Like the Dallas Cowboys radio network, you mentioned Sham and Hansen, and I get that a little bit more. Like when I do the pregame show before a Cowboys game, we're on the Dallas Cowboys radio network. I have a little bit of a different understanding of, okay, I need to be a little bit more careful here.
Well, that's not
because
an opinion
this,
show as much.
Right, for sure, yeah. For sure. But there's things that I would probably say on G-Bag or here with you guys that maybe I wouldn't say whenever I'm doing Dallas Cowboys Radio Network pregame show. I think there's a line of demarcation there, but for him to treat you guys like you're the .com, it's just hilarious to me.
I think he
hasn't done it the whole time. You guys have talked for 14 years.
Yeah,
14 you guys have
years.
Asked way more difficult
280
questions.
280 episodes. I think what really happened here, and I think the problem is that Jerry got confused in a moment, and he thinks that Sean's name is Shan, and it's actually Sham, and he thinks he's Brad. And I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I could think of.
Yeah, I could actually buy that.
Nothing else makes sense.
Yeah, I was going to say, that makes more sense than what's actually happening.
Right.
It's a crazy situation, dude. He is confirmed for 8:30 on Tuesday, so he's back in the saddle with you guys, and...
No, he's confirmed for 8:30 on Tuesday. I don't know that we are. I mean, we may not be here.
That's true.
Is Sean's suspension supposed to be up by then, or is that when yours starts?
That's when mine starts.
That's when
mine
yours starts.
Starts on Monday.
He is suspended for Monday and Tuesday.
Okay.
And so he's not going to be sitting in on
just staggering the suspension.
Maybe you just lean into teeing up the softball questions like, hey, Jerry, I know there's a lot of focus on the fact that you guys didn't score any touchdowns versus the Lions, but how about them field goals?
You're
man?
Almost in first place.
How about butter? You know, those like how can we get butter on the field a little
that's
bit more?
That's what we all the questions should be directed about Brandon Aubrey, because that's the only positive on the entire team. We're just going to just ask.
Jerry, break down that 52-yard field goal.
Jerry,
break down that 39-yard
15 minutes of Brandon Aubrey questions.
Zeke almost touched 12 miles per hour, according to Next Gen. We're pretty fired up.
And that 12 miles per hour was on the bus riding them in to get dropped off at the locker. No, see, it'd be much easier to make me go away. In terms of you guys have to get the vasectomy excuse. For me, it'd be easy because you could just say Bobby never woke up forever.
Right. That's the thing.
Forever.
Yeah, people would buy that.
Exactly. I oversleep already.
Yeah, you already do. And just be like, let's just add another day to it.
Yeah, exactly what it is.
Bobby all right. took a page out of his mom's book.
Oh, God, Eric. Oh, man.
I felt good about
that's
that one.
That's true.
That's solid work.
Thank Jerry's you. Like,
that's well done.
You want to go see Mama? All right. Let's Mama talk about NFL mock drafts. Job, I know you got one. I'm going to hit this one first. New NFL mock draft over from The Athletic. We've talked about this idea of, Chop, you brought it up. You think it'd be insane if Travis Hunter went number one, right? Not necessarily an insane choice from his talent, but you'd be stunned if teams would pick him number one because of the position.
I would be stunned if teams pick him number one because I don't believe he could be a two-way player at the NFL level.
The number
and
one,
that's like the biggest boost for him. That's the number one thing.
The number one pick in the latest mock draft over The Athletic, it's Travis Hunter, baby.
Ooh.
Travis Hunter goes number one to the New England Patriots. And we were talking about how Travis Hunter, where he could end up next spring in terms of draft position.
Top 10 for sure, probably top 5.
Probably top 3, yeah. I think. And it doesn't matter what position he went. Now, if he went number one, we'd have to know what position he's playing in order to properly gauge the history of him going number one. So if he's playing receiver, this would be the first receiver pick number one since?
I bet you Detroit did somebody number one.
Oh, it was the Jets.
Yes.
It was Keyshawn?
It was Meshawn.
Yeah.
No.
Meshawn Johnson in 1996.
The Lions picked like three guys in the top three, number one.
It was Carlos Rogers, Mike Williams, and Roy Williams.
And Roy, yeah.
Yeah.
At least one of those guys also took a page out of Bobby's mom's book.
God. Holy cow. It's an aggressive Carlos Rogers joke.
I'm sorry. I was on a roll there.
Eric.
I just felt really good about it. If I
what, are we,
back,
what are we doing there?
All right, if he's playing corner,
Eric.
If he's playing corner,
I mean, it was a while ago.
Will, Eric. Do you want to sit in for Eric? I think Eric just got suspended.
I'm crashing out.
Come on in here, Will.
So if he's playing wide receiver, he'll be the first since Keyshawn Johnson in 1996 to go number one. If he's playing corner, he will be the first to go number one since
playing corner number one.
Wait, corner
first number one corner pick since
never.
A corner that went number one?
Never.
Yeah.
He would be the very first one. So that speaks to your idea of positional value, Chuck.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Well, it's just like, now listen, it's just not going to happen. A quarterback's going number one. We know that. They always do. They
almost, and probably almost, two almost, and three.
I mean, several years haven't, but
several,
yeah.
But we know more often than not.
So typically, I looked it up. Over the last 28 NFL drafts, the first pick has been a quarterback 20 times. An edge rusher has been it 5 times. Offensive tackle 3 times. So no other position other than edge, tackle, and quarterback. Yeah,
it's been 75% of the time, basically. 70, you know, that's been a quarterback.
The highest quarterback picked in this mock draft is Shedeur Sanders to the Raiders at 8. Carson Beck goes 10 to the Dolphins, which tells us that The Athletic thinks what will happen to Tua. And no other quarterbacks go in the first round. So what about the Cowboys? They have them picking at 16 and taking the massive Kentucky defensive tackle, Deion Walker. What did you see on the mock draft yesterday?
So this is from CBS, and they do have Travis Hunter going number one.
I watch CBS, and all I see is BS.
I think it's more likely that you get the Will Campbell as the number one pick than Hunter. Just because
he's a really good player.
But the Cowboys, they do have. I mean, they have five. First of all, they have five quarterbacks go in the top 12 in this draft.
That's more realistic than what they have on the other one, which is the first quarterback off the board at 8. That's not happening.
Yeah, so this one's got Cam Ward is the first off the board at 4. Carson Beck at 5. Shedeur at 6.
Whoa. Who's doing this mock draft that has Shedeur as the third quarterback taken?
CBS.
No, but who? This has got to be Chris Trapasso. Oh, I knew it.
And then they've got Milroe at 11 and Nussmeier at 12, or Neusmeier.
I was going to say, I thought it was Neusmeier.
As some people would say.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm not going to shout in. I'm not going to trash anybody.
Now, but I love this, though. Cowboys with pick 16, which means they didn't make the playoffs. They take Ashton Jeanty out of Boise State.
Yeah, we've seen this one floating around.
9.9 yards a touch.
Look, no. if you're going to tell me they take I know we have a disagreement on this. I would take a running back in the first round as long as it's like the back 10. Because to me, that's the time. Like, if you want to talk about how good they play and you get 5 years of control, that's when they're good. That's when I'll pay for 5 years at a, you know, however much $4 million rate to get peak running back play. That's
when they're good. Now look, it hasn't worked for Atlanta. They did it recently,
but they took one 8. I'm talking about if you take one 26,
that's fine. It's a different story. You know, and you're getting your fifth year out of them too. They're going to want it. The problem is you're only going to get 3 years out of them.
A guy like Jeanty, he'd play till he's 26. That's 5 years,
right? But we know that they're going to want to after the third year they're going to go for a.
So Jared Verse, who went what was he selected? 19th. Okay, Jared Verse went 19th. His average salary is $3.7 million for 5 years. So I mean, if you're able to get that out of Ashton Jeanty, that's worth it. You're paying Zeke is charging eight against the cap right now.
I agree. The problem though is that you're not actually getting 5 years out of him. You're only getting 3, because then he's going to hold out for a contract,
right?
And that's going to be a problem.
Yeah, the Cowboys are not anywhere close to a running back away. If they're going to be using some assets in the first round for a running back, I would be beside myself with frustration.
We'll be all in.
So hopefully that is not the case. All right, let's barrel into the Power Hour, the final hour here on a Football Firehouse Friday, live in Denton, station number 3. We'd love to see you here, 35 in McCormick, here until 10 o'clock. We'll chat with Nick Eatman coming up here in just a bit, but RJ Choppy's putting money in your pocket with a Friday Degenerate next year on The Fan.